Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Basement Gallery's first podcast. Before we get started, I would like to preface everything and state that the views, opinions, and ideas presented in this podcast are those of the individuals in the Basement Gallery and our guests and do not necessarily represent the views of the University of California, Davis and its affiliates. All right, now that we're done with that, I'm Jada or Jay. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm a fourth year art studio and design double major here at UC Davis, as well as the lead director of the Basement Gallery. I'm here with three of our BG members, and I'm going to have them actually introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Rocio. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm the lead preparator of the Basement Gallery, and I'm a senior, and I am an art studio major.
Hi, I'm Sierra. I'm a fourth year English major and art history minor. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I am the art historian for the Basement Gallery.
Hey, I'm Justin Moore, he, him, his. I'm a fourth year art studio major, art history minor. I always have to add that. My kid chose this time to run in. So yeah, that's what I bring to the table. A lot of like ambient noises and disturbances. I'm also the director of communications for the Basement Gallery.
We kind of just wanted this podcast to be a way to get to know the team a little bit more for our art conversation series. I think for this podcast, we're kind of just going to be talking about our favorite classes, favorite mediums, any other artists that we're kind of interested or things that we're interested in, and how like COVID has affected us as students and artists as well. Is anyone working on any like current projects or anything right now? Are there any artists that you're like specifically inspired by, whether that's music, visual arts, you know, things like that?
I'll go ahead and start. I'm in the process of applying to graduate programs, and in typical me fashion, you know, I kind of stress out and then put everything to the last minute. So I'm working on getting that packet organized, like simultaneous with that, trying to get a bunch of work knocked out, a bunch of ideas I've kind of been sitting on. Like many people going through art programs or just life in general, this year has been difficult, to put it, you know, charitably, and, you know, struggling with feeling unproductive. You know, I think that's something a lot of people probably relate to this year. I think, you know, as far as having joined Davis as a transfer student last year, coming to the Basement Gallery was like a total transformative moment for me. You know, I met a few other students, and then once I got involved with the Basement Gallery, I really felt like I was part of a community within the art department. And as far as artists I'm inspired by, you'd think I'd be better at talking about this or myself and my practice at this point going through grad apps. But the work of Betty Saar has had a profound impact on how I approach materials and their potential. The social practice and materiality of Theaster Gates is another artist that I, you know, find myself looking to quite a bit. Stephanie Sihuko, Alan D'Souza, and, you know, non-artist, quote-unquote, influences. There's a podcast called Desert Oracle. Yeah, I'm going to plug another podcast on this. that I, you know, I cannot get enough of this year.
Yeah, I agree with you with the trying to get everything done. I'm not necessarily applying for grad schools yet, but I do have my roommates and my friends that are. But I feel like I always end up getting these really large and grand ideas right before the quarter starts or right before I have something else that I need to be doing instead. And then I'm up at 4 a.m. painting random faces, like and doing things like that. So I feel like COVID has been interesting because as an artist, I'm like, damn, I have all this time to sit here and work on my art, work on my craft. And I feel like most of the time I'm like, wow, I don't know what to paint. I don't know what to do. I don't have any ideas. And I feel like a little bit useless, but at the same time, I know that the pandemic and staying inside is not necessarily easy for everyone. I need to keep that in mind sometimes. But yeah, like, of course, before this quarter starts, I get this gigantic idea to paint this portrait on a 30 by 40 canvas with oil paint, of course. And I need to just, I need to not do that anymore. Yeah, and I would say artists that I'm inspired by, I'm just going to talk about one. There's this artist that I was introduced to by a previous Basement Gallery member, Arissa. I think their name is Kit King. Hyper-realistic portraits. And there's this piece that they did, like they had painted over plaster. So it was like a person's face and like it had broken apart. And I was like, wow, that is really cool, kind of doing like mixed media in a way that I haven't necessarily really seen people do. They also helped me with an article that I wrote for journalism, I think spring quarter before COVID started. I was supposed to submit it, but COVID kind of ruined that. It's basically, I wrote this article about like how Instagram may be hurting or helping artists or creatives. And I got a whole bunch of creatives to respond to me from there. I was bugging everybody's Instagram, like, hey, I have a couple questions, can you answer, you know, like to get them to help me out with that. And I mean, at the end of the day, I didn't submit it because once COVID started, everyone had to be on Instagram or do some sort of virtual art. But yeah.
I agree. It's been really difficult to feel inspired during this past year. It's easy to feel depleted and everything, but I've tried to refix my focus and use the emotions I'm currently going through this year as inspiration for different types of art. I've been trying to write more poetry and then turn bits of that into songs. I've also found in this last like year and a half, one of my favorite ways of creating is to make realistic statue portraits of people. So I'll take like pictures of them, I'll make outlines of it, and I'll fill it in with like black watercolor with different like gradients to be like just kind of capture them in time. I don't really know why I find that so interesting and fun to do, but I don't know. It's just neat to kind of capture someone in a really permanent seeming way, like a visualization of a marble statue. It just seems kind of cool. But that's how I've been trying to deal with this, like creatively during this year.
Yeah, I relate too with like not feeling motivated or inspired right now because of the pandemic. And I've actually been like this for a while. It's been difficult for me to do like my own art outside of school and art classes. But I have had some, like a couple paint nights with my roommates. Those have been really fun. As far as artists that I'm inspired by, I really look to Hokusai's work, like his Japanese woodblock prints. Love them so much. And there's this artist on Instagram named Jed Henry, and he does these amazing like artworks, and they look like Japanese woodblock prints, but it's with like Star Wars characters or like Marvel characters, and like I really love his work.
I think you made like a really good point about like, you know, trying to be productive and creative during this time. And I think, you know, maybe one of the biggest reasons for that is that we're all feeling very disconnected. For those of us that are art studio majors, missing that studio environment and the exchange that takes place there, just being able to like have a sort of side conversation or get feedback on something as you're working along some, you know, alongside someone else. I think that has had a tremendous impact, and, you know, shout out to the people that are thriving, but I don't think that's, you know, the majority of us at this time. I hate to use the word universal because, you know, I don't think anything really is, but I think that is a very common sentiment at this time.
Yeah, because I remember on the first day of like class, especially for studios, I would get so excited because I'm like, okay, it's time to make new art friends. Like, these are the people that are going to help me out. If I'm having issues with the way something looks, it's nice to have someone next to you be like, oh, you're doing really great, it's fine. Especially if like you're at home and you're not necessarily with roommates that aren't interested in art or not necessarily like wanting to be helpful to crafting your work. Also, as like a design student, I know that when we have certain projects, it's a lot easier when there's someone next to you to help you out. If you need something with Adobe Suites or you don't understand how to like do something, it's a lot easier to just have someone next to you to be able to figure that out. And that kind of like, I think a little bit of that helplessness comes from that too as well.
I think another interesting thing that has to do with that is a lot of times being in a studio has to do with like struggling together and overcoming conflicts. I haven't taken any studio classes at Davis since that's not one of my majors, but I went up to AP Studio in high school, and just like the environment, like being able to be in there and relate to others as you're trying to go through your own creative little hills, it's nice to struggle together. And I think what has made this year so difficult is not being able to really struggle while together, if that makes sense. It's weird being isolated in multiple ways. And for creative people, this isn't just like physical isolation. It's for a lot of creative people, it's artistic isolation as well. So that definitely helps add to the creative block.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like that is a big part of the basement gallery. Like that's the whole point, is to have a group of people where you can come together and experiment with your work and curate other people's work, just kind of have some sort of community among each other to be able to like just do art. And the whole quarantine and not allowing for us to be able to use the basement gallery space or do anything like that is, it's really difficult. I know that we're doing new things, like obviously like this podcast and virtual shows, but it's just, there's that level of, oh, we're all coming together, the show is going on tomorrow. Like that excitement is not necessarily there as much. What classes are you guys taking this quarter?
I finally was able to get into a drawing class. Like for the longest time, I've been trying to take one. I'm doing that, and I'm doing a printmaking class, screen printing. What about you guys?
I'm also taking, I guess it's serigraphy, but screen printing with Graham McDowell. So I'll see you tomorrow. But yeah, no, they haven't published anything yet. So I would imagine, you know, we're going to be doing that stuff entirely at home. I'm curious as to how that'll work out. I've got my hopefully last, this is not a diss, but art history class this quarter. I'm very tired of writing research papers. And then got to fulfill that upper division writing requirement. So actually just finished that a little while ago, and that'll be an interesting class. I definitely need to improve my my writing. So I'm looking forward to that.
What art history class are you taking?
It is early Chinese art.
Oh, okay. That should be interesting. Yeah.
I think since I've been at Davis, you know, less than 2 years now, you don't get to establish or work with as many instructors as, you know, a 4 or 5th year student. So, you know, I've never worked with this instructor before. I think it might be a little more traditional lecture kind of class. I've grown accustomed to Professor Grigor. Shout out to Professor Grigor. I absolutely love taking her classes. And I know, you know, some people kind of struggle with the format of those classes, but I like it, and I appreciate a lot of the sort of non-traditional stuff that she incorporates into her curriculum.
Yeah, I agree. Oh my God, every class I've taken with Professor Grigor, it's always been good, always been entertaining. I took a class last quarter. It was the avant-garde art, and I was thoroughly surprised how I really liked that class. I think it was Professor Riordan. I think, I don't know if it's a adjunct professor or anything like that. I've never had her before. I've never seen her on the schedule before, but the way that she did it is she took the course, and each week we would have a module of things that we needed to complete with readings, pre-recorded lectures and stuff like that. So it made it so much easier because my other two classes were studios. So whenever I had time to figure out what I needed to do, I was able to just go to her Canvas and just complete all the assignments separately instead of having like a time crunch where I needed to be in class every Tuesday, Thursday or whatever. But yeah, very interesting. I think she definitely was really good at making the topics interesting, because I know sometimes I want to just make art and I'm like in a class, in a lecture for an art history course, and I'm like, oh my God, I need to know these dates. I need to know what the historical context of this, I need to remember. And that's just, it's a little bit different switching back and forth between that lecture style and studio style. Oh yeah, this quarter I'm taking CAD for designers, which I was a little skeptical about at first, but it seems like it's going to be a really cool class. He showed us some of the work that he's done on some multi-million dollar residencies, which I was like, wow, that's actually really cool. And some Pottery Barns, which was funny, but yeah. I'm also taking a seminar of art practice, which I'm excited for. I'm hoping to learn how to put my portfolio together in a better way, because I've had like 6 or 7 different renditions of the same portfolio in the last like 3 years. And the last class I'm taking is intermediate video. So that's going to be fun. I think it's the performance one. So any performance art wise, I don't know what that means in terms of intermediate video, but I will find out tomorrow. So I'm excited for that.
I'm not taking any studio ones since I'm not a studio major, but I'm really excited. I'm taking 2 art history upper divs. One of them is Roman art and architecture, I believe. I'm a little nervous because the professor is a brand new professor, but that's also kind of exciting because, you know, she may be super excited about like this new chapter in her life. So that'll be interesting. And then I'm taking one with Lopez, who I worship. I love him. He's just hilarious. It's the Arts of the Ancient World. So that will be really neat. And then the other two are just boring upper div English classes. It's early American literature and something about philosophy, like a critical theory one. I saved all my boring English major classes for the end.
Do you guys use any other platforms other than like Instagram or anything to share your work? I guess your portfolio is probably different.
I actually have a website that I am not going to plug. but that came out of professional practices last spring with Robin Hill. But, you know, it's something I'm working on and I can always unpublish it. So it's not where it needs to be. But, you know, that's the only other platform. I think Instagram is pretty ubiquitous at this point. And, you know, maybe people feel like I kind of did initially where, you know, it's, you feel like you're trying to create a brand and you might not want to do that. Or, you know, it's hard. It's like a different, I don't know. It's a different approach to artistic practice than I guess I'm comfortable with. You know, I'm not comfortable always putting things out there. But it seems like it's something you have to do.
Yeah, I think it's really odd because, like, especially if you don't have 2 separate Instagrams, like I used to, but I've decided that I'm just going to make my main Instagram just my art. And I was doing like a purge of followers of like all of the, you know, Instagrams that are deactivated or like One Direction meme things from like 7 years ago that I followed or something, and following more artists and like creatives and doing that and seeing how that kind of changes how people interact with my Instagram. And it has already, and it's only been a day, and I'm trying to post more stuff, but I always get nervous because I'm like, you know, I've been looking at this painting or I've been looking at this piece for 2 days and it's starting to distort and not look the way that I think it looks. I'm like, oh, this is not good enough for Instagram, or this is not. And I think I've like decided that this year I'm just going to be like, if I'm going to make art, I need to like put it out there, post it. Because if I'm making art and no one sees it, then it's kind of defeats the purpose of making it, I guess, in some ways. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to like walk away from, you know, pieces or things that you're working on too. I think that little distance in time can really help. And yeah, sorry, that's not a pep talk, but
like, oh, no, I definitely agree.
We all get trapped when we're focused on something so intensely that it does help to like step away for a minute.
There's a lot of things that I've like also that I've done that where I've stepped away and I've completely just stripped down the painting and started over. Like sometimes I feel like that's just necessary. As much as I hate it, as many hours as I've spent painting one thing and then being like, oh, just kidding, and just starting over, I just think it's a good practice to have as well. All right. Did you guys want to talk about anything else?
Maybe if we have any artistic goals, or just not so much goals, but just what we plan to artistically aspire to this year and everything, or if there are any changes in like the process, you know, each person's process, or just they want to try different things.
I've been trying to branch out in certain things, but I think it's a little bit difficult, especially because I do like photography, and self-portraits start to get a little annoying at points, you know, like with the remote and trying to capture yourself in the way that you want it. And, you know, like my poor roommates, I do make them get in front of the camera because I don't have anyone else. But yeah, I've been trying to at least try to like look at things like from a different approach. Like I think I made a painting the other day where I just kind of like, I'm not gonna use any water, I'm gonna use all pens, I'm just gonna go into this, and if I make a mistake, that I'm just gonna have to fix it with the paint. Like that's just what's gonna happen. And I felt that it was so much more fun because I was like, oh, I'm just sitting on my floor with my cat, you know, just mixing colors together on paper. Like it's not that big of a deal, I'm just having fun. And it turned out way better than I expected. So kind of approaching it in more of a don't be so hard on yourself, you just make art, you know, like you know what you're doing, you've been doing it for years, just kind of just make it.
So I, you know, I think one of my biggest goals, like, and this is very short term, is to get those grad school applications done. You know, I'm trying to deal with sort of disappointment and really take concrete steps to reintroduce like some discipline and, you know, like regimented structure into my practice and just day to day. Yeah, I guess I, in another way, I just feel distracted as of late. So trying to work on that. Yeah. And I think like Jada said, just making, like, you just have to like set, you have to make that time one, and you just have to like go out and do something, because it's so easy to get caught up in just thinking about like, I want to do this, and then just kind of living in your head and staying there. So I think the execution part, whether or not you create something that you are totally satisfied with, it's sort of irrelevant, at least, you know, at this point in my own artistic development. So that's one of the goals I have. Yeah. And just being a little more forgiving. You know, with all the circumstances that are going on.
Yeah, I'd say a goal for myself is I want to try like more like different mediums and materials. Like I took a beginning printmaking class last quarter, which I highly recommend. It was with Enrique, giving him a shout out. He was amazing. And we did like lino cut printmaking. And I found that I really loved the carving. Well, just carving the linoleum blocks. And so I want to get more into that. And yeah, also starting to make art again for myself, not just for my classes.
Yeah, that's a big one. Making art for myself and not just because my professor told me I need to follow a prompt or anything.
I relate to that. I think this year, I like the way you put that, Jada. I think it's a good year after so much time of just pain just to spend time on ourselves and like create things that are going to make us feel fulfilled. I know that for quite some time I've been telling myself I want to do like on smaller canvases oil paint studies of like just different parts of like the human body. I don't know why, but I've just always been drawn to like drawing people or like just capturing their energy or just their essence, and I think that'd be really neat. And also I'm going to try not to swat away ideas so fast, whether it be for, you know, painting or songwriting or writing poetry or whatever way I'm trying to create, just not swatting away ideas before I let them fully come to be. I think that would make for a better 2021 artistically.
All right. So, I mean, happy winter quarter, everyone. And you have an art call up still for making changes. Going to be open until this Friday the 8th, and then we also are releasing another collaborative Spotify playlist, that rainy winter quarter aesthetic, and that'll be released at the same time as this podcast. So thank you for listening. Next time we'll have some special guests, and probably we'll be talking about their art and things like that, and we'll see you guys next time.
You can follow us on Instagram at UCD_basement_gallery. Did you have music you wanted to promote during our podcast? Please DM us on Instagram or send us an email at student.art.gallery@ucdavis.edu.